Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What we are focused on is not the changing of the regime. Okay, that's up to the Iranian people if they want to do that, but that's not what we're focused on.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio over the weekend, and we are in the midst of some sort of conflict. Don't know just how much deeper this is going to go, but we do know that over the weekend, the United States conducted airstrikes on three nuclear facilities in Iran, and now it's about what happens next, and the world is wondering what happens next. So to talk about what's going on the ground in the moment, CBS reporter Steve Lindy from Jerusalem joins us here on 104.1 FM KMOX. Steve, we appreciate your time today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
So what is the feeling in Jerusalem today? Because there are a number of countries with heavy interest in what's happening now and what is going to happen in the weeks to come.
Well, it's quiet in Jerusalem at the moment, although there were Iranian missile strikes earlier in the day. We're expecting daily missile strikes now ever since the war started here on last Friday. I think if you're talking about what's next, I think the Iranians are probably going to retaliate in some way against America for the very successful strikes against its nuclear facilities, as you mentioned.
When you look at what the potential retaliation capabilities of Iran could be, what are they? Are we looking at like isolated, terror incidents versus a larger scale retaliation?
Well, again, I think the message has been conveyed to Iran that they should not go all out in their retaliation by a number of parties, including Russia and some of its other allies, who would like to see an end to this conflict. Mm-hmm. But the potential targets include, U.S. military bases, diplomatic missions, cyber attacks, and allied forces, U.S. allies in the region. The United States has evacuated some Americans from Israel and the region. At least 79 were flown out, and as flights resumed from Israel today, even though you can only put 50 people per flight due to the regulations of the Israeli government. So it's anybody's guess. I don't want to be, I don't want to be the doomsday journalist here, but I think everyone needs to be on the alert for possible Iranian retaliation against American targets.
Going back to what you said, referencing Iranian allies like Russia or China, right now, are they backing down? Like, they're not coming up to rally behind Iran right now. Are they kind of separating themselves from this?
I think so. I think they're also trying to play a mediating role to to end this war. And I think the Americans and the Israelis are ready for some kind of diplomatic solution if Iran is prepared, you know, to come back to the negotiating table. But whether this takes a few days or a few weeks is anybody's guess.
Visiting with Steve Lindy, CBS reporter in Jerusalem right now. And we played right at the beginning Marco Rubio, who was on Face the Nation on CBS yesterday, and saying that this is not about regime change. Pete Hegseth in a press conference said the same thing, essentially, but President Trump has sort of indicated otherwise, that maybe there should be a regime change. We have the feeling that's what Israel wants, that they want a different regime to take over. But what does it appear to you as the end game here?
I think the end game from Israel's point of view is, in fact, a regime change. The Khamenei regime in Iran has proved to be very anti-Israel to the point that it wants to destroy the Jewish state. So I think from Israel's point of view, a regime change of the Iranian people could somehow overthrow him would be ideal. I think President Trump hinted at this and then sort of backtracked, as did Secretary Rubio. But in the end, if the current Iranian regime stays in power, it's kind of like Hamas staying in power in Gaza. So from Israel's point of view, it would be a much better end game to have the Iranian regime toppled, although how that's going to be achieved is anyone's guess.
How much do we really know about how the Iranian people feel about that current regime? I imagine it's not monolithic, that there are different viewpoints on that.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously haven't done any kind of survey of Iranians, but from the Iranians I've spoken to here in Israel, Iran and Israel used to be really good friends. And the Iranian people and the Israeli people used to be very close under the Shah. So we assume that many Iranians are, you know, quietly pleased about this. Israel, for example, bombed some symbolic targets today, including the infamous Evin prison and the countdown clock to the destruction of Israel. So we think, again, we don't know, that the Iranian people would like to see a change in their regime. But of course, that's up to them, not up to Israel.
Yeah, and even before this happened, especially several years ago, you saw a rise in protest in Iran, which is profoundly brave considering protesters can be tortured or killed. When a young woman was killed, I think her hair was uncovered. She didn't follow the hijabi law, and the morality police killed her or imprisoned her. And there were protests against that because inflation is high, unemployment is very high. People feel oppressed. A lot of people were feeling oppressed under this regime that's spending, you know, billions of dollars on terror or on nuclear war. So we saw some protests bubble up even before this current conflict.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, these are all signs that there could be some kind of uprising in Iran. And I know that there are unconfirmed reports that Khamenei, the supreme leader, has even appointed other people who could take his place in the event that he's assassinated. And perhaps there's also some kind of Iranian opposition movement that is ready to take over if necessary, just as there was in Syria. But again, I don't really know. We were just reading foreign reports about it.
What appears to be the, of course, Israel would like a regime change there. And I think a lot of nations around the world would feel exactly the same way about that. There are some who might get behind that regime and might get behind Iran, whether it's Russia, North Korea, China, a combination of all of them. What is the level of concern that maybe those three powers will also, really put their support behind them? Or do you think there's going to be sort of a feeling out process where maybe they don't want to get too involved just yet?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in that comment. I think there is a feeling out process going on now, and I think that Russia and China and others who are supporting Iran have been very careful to sort of stay out they sit on the sidelines, if you like, and watch this happening, urging the sides to end the violence and to come to the negotiating table. But you know, I think that it's just a matter of days when there will be an international move at the United Nations and elsewhere to find a diplomatic solution to end this war.
There has been speculation that Iran might retaliate for the U.S. strikes by closing the Strait of Hormuz, which is an important shipping lane in the Gulf. It would have consequences. Do we know if that were closed on international trade, on oil prices, all of that? Is there any more? Are there any more details on that shipping lane right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems that Iran has, in fact, closed the Strait of Hormuz for now. I don't know how long that can last. I mean, it is a very strategic waterway. It's crucial for oil transport, and Iran can also disrupt shipping, and that could also be an indirect attack on the U.S. economy, if you like. But I don't think it can sustain itself for a very long time. I mean, it's really crucial for not only Iran's economy, but for the economy of the entire region. So I have a feeling that that is just one of the cards that Iran is using, if necessary, if a negotiated settlement cannot be reached to end this war.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Steve, before we let you go, I know you're in Jerusalem. Right now, the update on travel, I know you mentioned that they're evacuating some Americans. Is Ben-Gurion Airport closed right now and flights, all flights canceled, or where are we with that?
Well, all flights were, in fact, canceled until today, Okay. Today being Monday, and Israel is allowing as I say, restricted flights to leave, to take foreigners, and there's at least 30 or 40,000 tourists in Israel, including many Americans. And the U.S. Embassy staff and other families from the U.S. Embassy have been evacuated already. So flights are being allowed to fly out today, and they're going to fly Israelis from abroad back into Israel. So there's a couple of 100,000, if not more, Israelis waiting to fly back to Israel. So, yes, from today, there are flights, although not regular flights, and only 50 people at a time.
And I do have one more thing. I know we talked about retaliation and what could possibly come, but we know that a lot of missiles have been coming the way of Israel over the last couple of weeks. Do they still feel like they are equipped enough to withhandle or, you know, to withstand any other attacks that come their way? Do they feel like their reserves have been depleted? What is the situation militarily there?
I think Israel has at least it claims it has destroyed at least 3/4 of the Iranian missile launches. So they're capacity has definitely been depleted, and we're seeing fewer and fewer missile barrages at Israel. The last one was just, you know, one missile fired at Israel. In the beginning, there were, you know, dozens. Altogether, 500 missiles have been launched at Israel, and one missile can cause a lot of damage. I saw, for example, in the town of Bat Yam, it looks like Gaza. One missile destroyed something like 75 buildings and killed 9 people. So, you know, missiles can cause a lot of damage. And if Israel didn't have Iron Dome and all these other defensive missile interceptors, there would be so much more damage and casualties.
Steve Lindy, reporting for CBS from Jerusalem. We do appreciate you taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.